Today we're building a dark, DJ-friendly drum and bass breakdown in Ableton Live 12, with the sub dropping out and the breakbeat getting surgically re-edited to keep the groove alive. This is not just a mute the bass and wait situation. We're designing tension, movement, and a real sense of momentum, so the section still feels dangerous even when the low end disappears. Think of this as rhythm design first, sound design second. In this kind of breakdown, every element needs a job. Either it implies the missing drop, keeps the pulse moving, or creates contrast for the return. If a sound is not doing one of those things, it's probably clutter. Let's start by choosing a strong breakbeat. Amen is a classic choice, but Funky Drummer, Apache-style breaks, or any loop with clear transient detail will work. Drag the break into an audio track and set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM for modern rolling DNB, or a touch slower if you want more jungle space. Warp it carefully. If you want to preserve the transient snap, Beats Mode is often the move. If you need more flexible warping over a longer loop, Complex Pro can work, but don't overprocess it. The little imperfections in the break are part of the groove, so let it breathe where possible. Once the loop feels good, we go into surgery mode. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients if you want maximum control, or by 1/8 if you want a more prearranged set of chunks. Ableton will build a drum rack from those slices, which is perfect, because now you can play the break like an instrument instead of treating it like a fixed loop. This is where the break becomes the lead voice of the breakdown. Find the kick slices, the snare slices, the ghost notes, the hat chatter, and any crash tails or weird little transients that give the loop identity. If it helps, rename or group the pads so you can move faster. Label things like kick, snare, ghost, hat, tail. That small bit of organization pays off big when you start writing fills and variations. Now build the breakdown rhythm itself before adding lots of effects. Make a 4-bar MIDI clip in the drum rack and shape the pattern around the snare. In drum and bass, especially in darker sections, the snare often carries the authority. Use it as the anchor. Put the main snare on strong backbeat positions. Then add ghost notes just before or after the main hit. Keep kick fragments sparse. Let tiny hat details and break chatter fill the spaces between hits. A good breakdown usually gets thinner gradually, not instantly. So in the first bars, let the break still feel recognizable. Then start removing weight. You might begin with the full groove still present while the sub starts fading. Then the kick gets reduced. Then the hats and small fragments take over. The listener should feel the section opening up, while still staying tense and rhythmic. Now let's deal with the sub. You want this to feel intentional, not like the bass track got accidentally muted. On your sub track, keep the chain simple and clean. Utility, EQ 8, maybe saturator or overdrive if you need a little attitude. Then automate the track volume down over 1 or 2 bars. You can also automate a low pass or low shelf if that helps the fade feel more musical. The key is to remove the sub with phrase logic. Don't just kill it on an arbitrary beat. Let it fall away as the breakdown opens up. If there's any stereo content bleeding into the low end, utility can help by narrowing the image. But ideally your real sub should already be mono. That said, utility is still useful for cleanup and level checks. With the sub out of the way, clean up the breakbeat low end too. Even when the bass disappears, the break can still carry muddy low frequencies that fight the breakdown and leave the mix feeling cloudy. On the break track or break group, use EQ 8 and high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on the sample. If the break has a lot of rumble, you may need a steeper slope. If there's mud around 200 to 400 Hz, tame that carefully. The goal is not to sterilize the break. The goal is to make space so the later sub read entry hits hard. If that cleanup makes the break feel too thin, don't rush to boost the lows back in. Add energy in the mids instead. Subtle drum buss, a little saturator, maybe some transient rich shaping in the mid-range. In this style, aggression usually comes from the middle of the spectrum, not from bloating the low end. Now comes the fun part, ghost groove and surgical edits. Instead of leaving the break as a straight loop, start making micro edits. Repeat a tiny hat tick as a motif. Drop a ghost snare just before the main snare. Reverse a slice into a hit. Leave a hole where the kick used to be. This kind of editing makes the breakdown feel alive and a bit unpredictable, without losing the drum and bass identity. You can do a lot with very little here. Shorten some slices to 1/16th or 1/32nd notes. Push a ghost hit slightly behind the beat for swing. Duplicate a snare transient and let the tail bloom into reverb. If you want a more glitchy moment, beat repeat can be great, but use it sparingly. One bar of controlled chaos is usually stronger than a full section of random stutter. Automation is a huge part of making this feel like performance instead of programming. Straight ramps are fine, but curves usually feel more musical. Fast dips can add impact. Slow rises create suspense. Stepped moves can make the section feel more mechanical and aggressive. In Ableton Live 12, draw those moves with intention. Think like a performer shaping energy in real time. Use the breakdown and phrase blocks. 4-bar and 8-bar logic works really well. For example, the first 4 bars can keep the break recognizable while the sub fades. Bars 5 to 8 can get more chopped, more filtered, and more hollow. Bars 9 to 12 can lean harder into snare-led tension, with fill moments and FX movement. Then the final 4 bars can rebuild pressure and cue the drop. A strong trick here is to add one clear highlight at the end of every 4-bar block. That could be a reverse crash, a tom fill, a snare roll, a pitch drop FX, a vocal chop, or a noise sweep. These little phrase markers stop the breakdown from feeling static. They guide the listener through the section. Now let's talk space. Your reverb and delay returns should support the rhythm, not smear it. On one return, build a dark reverb chain with reverb followed by EQ8. High pass the return around 200 to 400 Hz so the low end stays clean. If it gets fizzy, tame the top too. On another return, use echo for delay movement, maybe followed by saturator or redux if you want some grime. Send ghost snares, sliced hats, and one-shot effects to these returns so the space becomes part of the groove. This is one of the biggest mistakes in DNB breakdowns. Too much low end in the reverb. Keep the bass zone out of your returns. Let the atmosphere live above the sub range so the mix stays tight and the eventual drop has room to punch through. If you want the breakdown to feel even more dramatic, add a subtle tension layer. A quiet vinyl noise, an industrial ambience, rain, a sci-fi drone, something like that. The trick is to tuck it low and let it breathe with the phrase. You can sidechain it lightly or automate it so it swells and recedes. It should feel like the room around the break, not like a second lead line. Another advanced move is the halftime illusion. At 170 plus BPM, you can make the breakdown feel slower without changing tempo by reducing kick density, widening the space between snare accents, and letting tails hang. That creates room without breaking the DNB context. It's a great way to make the section breathe while still feeling like it belongs in a fast tune. You can also use call and response editing. Think of the break like a lead instrument. One bar is the call, with a fuller recognizable chop. The next bar is the response, thinner, filtered, or more damaged. That alternating shape keeps the listener engaged, because the break starts behaving like a conversation instead of a loop. If you want a more unstable feel, try polyrhythmic slice repetition. Take one tiny break slice, and repeat it in a pattern that doesn't line up neatly with the bar. Use 3-hit, 5-step, or 7-step ideas very sparingly. This creates nervous motion without sounding random. It's especially effective when tucked into the background of a breakdown. A powerful arrangement trick is layered silence. Don't remove everything at once. Peel away frequency zones over time. First the sub goes, then the kick body, then the hat brightness, then the snare sustain. That gradual descent creates a much stronger feeling of tension than a sudden full mute. And don't forget the sub tease. Even though the breakdown is about sub removal, you still want to hint at the return. Bring in a filtered sign for one bar. Let a pitch glide fall into the next section. Open a bass filter gradually, or do the classic move. Bring the sub back only on the last beat or half bar before the drop, then slam into the full section. That contrast is devastating in the best way. For a really dark ending to the breakdown, use negative space. A half beat or even one beat of near silence right before the drop can be massive. It makes everyone lean forward. Then when the drop lands, it feels bigger because the ear had a moment to breathe. Mix-wise, keep checking the breakdown at lower volume. This is a great reality check. If the groove still reads quietly, the section is structurally strong. If it disappears at low volume, then it's probably depending too much on processing instead of solid rhythmic logic. Also keep an ear on the transient hierarchy. The snare should usually stay on top of the conversation. If your hats, FX, and tails start competing with it, the breakdown can lose its spine. For final balance, the break should be audible but not overpowering, the sub should vanish cleanly, the FX should add width without masking the center, and the transition should support the phrase rather than cover it up. Utility is useful for level control and mono checks. The LU compressor can help if the chop drums feel too loose. Limiter should be a safety net. not a crutch. Spectrum is great for monitoring what's happening in the low end and during the build. Now, if you want to practice this properly, build an 8-bar version. Load an amen or similar break, slice it to a drum rack, program the pattern, fade the sub over the first 2 bars, high pass the break above around 140 Hz, add 1 reversed snare into bar 3, a ghost snare fill in bar 5, a beat repeat glitch in bar 7, and then a reverse crash or noise sweep in the last bar. Bring the sub back only on the last half bar before the drop. If that section still grooves, still feels dark, and makes you want the drop, you've done the job.